AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Republican-led Senate rejected an effort by Democrats to stop the war in Iran. A Democratic resolution would have pulled U.S. forces from the conflict until Congress authorizes further action. The U.S. Navy's sea blockade of Iran appears to be working. Shipping firm Data says Iran-linked or sanctioned vessels that left the Persian Gulf through the Strait of Hormuz have stopped or turned around. Meanwhile, an Israeli minister says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will speak with Lebanese President Joseph Aoun today, the first time the leaders of the two countries have spoken directly in more than 30 years. Lebanon and Israel held their first direct diplomatic talks in decades on Tuesday in Washington, following more than a month of war between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group. Officials in Kyiv, Ukraine, say a Russian missile attack on a residential area killed four people. One of the dead was a 12-year-old boy. Kyiv's mayor says dozens of people were injured. The Supreme Court's newest justice has publicly chided her conservative colleagues over pro-Trump emergency orders.
In a speech at Yale Law School this week, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson delivered a lengthy assessment of roughly two dozen court orders that have allowed President Trump to put in place controversial policies, despite lower courts finding them likely illegal. The orders on matters including immigration and federal funding cuts often are issued with little or no explanation. Jackson referred to them as scratch paper musings that fail to acknowledge real people are involved, making them seem oblivious. Meanwhile, she says the president would only be harmed in an abstract way, and not at all if what he wants to do is illegal. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is AP News. Asian stocks mostly gained while oil prices rose today. Ticketmaster and Live Nation have lost their antitrust trial, and it could cost them big bucks.
A jury finds concert giant Live Nation and its Ticketmaster subsidiary engaged in an anti-competitive monopoly. The jury in New York deciding Wednesday on claims from dozens of states that the entertainment ticketing giant was a monopoly that cost concertgoers and sports fans. Live Nation Entertainment owns, operates, controls bookings for, or has an equity interest in hundreds of venues. Its subsidiary, Ticketmaster, is widely considered to be the world's largest ticket seller for live events. The civil case, initially led by the federal government, accused Live Nation of using its reach to smother competition. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Save big on everything for your outdoor projects at Menards. We have everything you need to take care of your lawn. Revolutionize your lawn care routine with Menards' premium 4-in-1 lawn fertilizer. This one-step solution prevents crabgrass and kills and prevents weeds while keeping your lawn green for up to 4 months. Save big money on Menards' premium fertilizer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save.